Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
Listen to that, Mark.
Yes. Like sounds that. Like some George Harrison or something.
Exactly. I think I hear a little George Harrison there. Not bad. Good way to keep us rolling along here this morning on a cold morning here in Michigan. Listen, you know, we're doing a lot of online shopping these days as consumers. We all know that. We've turned to online shopping, as many of us, as a primary way to do our shopping these days. And we think, isn't it so sweet when you go to an online site and you look up an item you want to buy and it says, only one left? Or you look at another thing and it says, you know, 4.5 out of 5 stars. All these people love this product. Or you look up another and the product and it says, don't have your credit card with you? No worries. Buy now, pay later. Ah, these retailers are getting so kind, right?
So tricky.
Oh, no, not so. Oh, tricky.
So
Mark
tricky.
Says tricky. Tricky, are they? Let's talk about this.
It's like they were reading our mind.
Right. All kidding aside, they are getting very tricky. They are. They have been all along, but of course, now that we're shopping more and more, these guys are really perfecting their craft and they're going the distance to make sure that we get, quote unquote, tricked, as Mark says, by their tactics. And indeed, these tactics are becoming more widespread and, as I say, more perfected. Let's review some of the things online retail sites do to get you to buy and or buy more. Kristen, give us one. I know you do some shopping online from time to time. I have walked by your laptop several times when you're supposed to be doing your work.
Wait,
and I see a pair
Wait
of
a
jeans with sequins on the back pocket. Of course, it's all in the name of research. But
yeah, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
Actually, I was buying that for you.
His new ski outfit.
was very good. Touche.
So I have to tell you, the one that I am guilty of is when they say the it was this price, but it now is this price. I am guilty of that.
Well, wait, how does that work? No, wait a second.
Yeah, so when they say, you know, they show the picture of the item and it says the product was originally $100 and now it's discounted for $30. I could have just looked at it, a week before or a day before. And now, you know, a day later, it's discounted because it read that I've already looked at that item.
Oh, on the second look, because you didn't buy it the first time, maybe they're saying our AI, our algorithm has picked up that you didn't buy the first time. So maybe it's a little too expensive. This time we're going to get you.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're dropping the price in order to give that further enticement. And it probably says something like, one day only, right?
Yeah.
Or only one left.
Well,
we'll get to that in a second.
That's the scarcity, right? So
the
then they add that like extra layer saying there's only one left. Yeah.
And at that point, you're sweating.
Well,
I mean, if you go off the page, if you say, I'll do this later, you're likely saying to yourself, I'm kissing it goodbye.
Right.
Right?
I mean, they do play into our FOMO, right? I mean, fear of missing out.
Exactly.
They keep kind of layering on some of these, tricks, like Mark was saying. Another one is the Apple Pay or the buy now, pay later. I mean, being able to have your credit card already pre-programmed into your phone, and a lot of people do, they're searching for items on their phone. All you have to do is just, click the...
It makes it very easy.
Click the pay because you're not fumbling through your wallet to find your credit card, et cetera, et cetera. So it does make it very easy. And it gives you options. Maybe you do want to buy now, pay later.
That's an ugly one. That's a dangerous one. Slippery slope, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've talked about it on the show a few times, actually, that buy now, pay later, although it seems like a great choice in the moment.
Well, and it can be. I mean, a lot of these things do have a practical purpose, and it can be. But the problem with buy now, pay later is the reason people aren't using cash or cash equivalent, a debit card, whatever, to buy now is because they don't have it, typically. Or as you say, maybe the credit card isn't handy. There could be other reasons. But typically, most often, people use buy now, pay later because I can't pay the full price right now. So they opt to pay over time. The problem is you miss one payment and you're in trouble. The interest rate goes sky high or your credit gets hit, whatever it may be, if you don't make those payments. And so many people are falling into this trap that actually a lot of buy now, pay later is beginning to come under siege by consumers who feel that they are being taken advantage of, tempted by the buy now, pay later. And the retailers, they feel, are benefiting while I'm getting hurt. Of course, in the end, it's all our choice. So what this whole segment is about, don't use it. And if you can't pay for it, don't buy the item. Be responsible, okay?
Yeah. Another one that is, it's so smart. How about the buy online, pick up in the store? So during the pandemic.
How convenient.
Yeah, that was great.
How convenient. It was great, actually. And again, it has its practical place.
Absolutely, because if you're going into the store to have to pick up your item, there's a very high percentage that you will buy something while you're in the store. Or
you may even get hit while in the store if you're not buying. They're waiting to see. And then, of course, the AI, the algorithm might know you're in the store if you're using an app that allows you to get promotions in store. And all of a sudden you get hit with a discount, a coupon to entice you to buy in the store. Right. Or you walk into the store and there's the, you know, the circular, whatever it may be, with all the discounts. You're absolutely right. It's a way to upsell and cross-sell, sell more to that consumer. Get them to buy something online. They come in the store. Boom. They get hit with another purchase that they otherwise might not have or wouldn't plan on making.
So how do we outsmart them?
It's called, the ultimate way to outsmart them is not to go buy anything online. Now, a lot of these tactics, by the way, apply to brick and mortar too. Maybe differently, they're executed differently, but certainly you see things like scarcity and couponing and promotions and all the rest in store as well. Look, shopping comes with its risks, guys. You got to pay. And there's a lot of temptation out there, right? For a lot of people, shopping is an experience. It's not just, I need something. It's not a surgical strike buying circumstance. It's shopping, which qualifies as experiential. And that's where it gets dangerous.
Or put it in your cart and think about it overnight.
You know, how many times, Mark, you are so right. How many times do you put something in your cart, you come back the next day and say, you know what?
I don't need that.
I don't really need it.
Thank God.
Mark, the shopping maven just gave us great recommendation.
Yeah.
Sometimes
from now on,
put it
I'm
in
coming
your cart.
To you first.
But see, Mark, they gave you the FOMO, though, the fear of missing out and the scarcity. If you put it in your cart and don't buy the next morning, you come back, it's out of your cart. That's the way they got you. But anyway, this is dangerous territory, guys. Stay out of it. That's our warning for the day. All right. Well, we know someone who is well-equipped to take us from here to where we're headed in the next hour in the Paul W. Show. That's Ann Thomas standing by. Ann, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jeff and Kristen and Mark. And, you know, on this Friday Eve, we're going to have a little fun. Paul is going to talk to Marie Osborne, and this is something that Mark and Brian are going to love. We are going to talk a little bit about the 2023 nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Two Detroit bands, White Stripes and the Spinners, have been nominated. What do we think about that?
That's exciting. Yeah, no, that's really cool.
That's great.
And you just said something. I don't want to break your rhythm. You just called tonight Friday Eve?
Yeah, Thursday's
Friday
Eve.
I love that.
It makes you feel good.
I'm going to use that, Jeff. Oh my God. It was just that it was Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Now it's thank God it's Friday Eve.
Yes.
I love that.
Friday Eve is the best.
One step closer to the weekend. Ann Thomas,
exactly.
you just lit up our day.
And I want those Spinners in this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah.
I'm pushing for the Spinners.
Okay. All right. Get your vote in. There we go. All right, we'll be tuning in, of course, and looking forward to the Paul W. Show coming up next right here on WJR.